Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Busy day, it seems like, as we're getting some clarity on the coaching carousel. Rob Doster is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Players Era Tournament. Festival, I'm sorry. It's not a tournament. It's a festival. Players Era Festival, very important distinction.
Festival.
It's not a tournament. That's why people are upset. That's why Tennessee is not playing.
Now, that I don't get. But
yeah, well, we're going to work on that for
you. I enjoy the festival. I would like to be invited as a Memphis Tiger next year.
Absolutely. We'll get into all that with Rob Doster. We'll get his thoughts on Memphis and more at 1:25. But right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's go. All right, the latest in the college football coaching carousel is, well, there's two parts. One is Ryan Silverfield made an appearance with Gabe Kuhn yesterday on the show on 92.9 FM ESPN, on his show, I should say, not the show, on his show. And he said that he is thrilled to be the coach at Memphis. It is the job I have, and he is working tirelessly to beat Navy.
Good, so good, good. Brendan Lewis going to be ready to go. We are focused on win number 9.
Although that's
not
like,
Arkansas.
That's like,
which it's not. It's not open.
That's the.
I don't want to skip to the part.
Yeah. I'm focusing on that answer, but like that's the answer I would have given you if you had stopped me in 2007 and asked me, "Do you work at Great American Cookie?" And I would say, "It's the job I have." You know, like,
bro, he's been, this is the answer he's been preparing to say to you and to Gabe and to others for years. And
we need to take that one back to the workshop.
So it's the job I have. You wanted to say it's the job I want. It's the dream job, the job I'll be at forever. Stop. It doesn't work that way.
I want
here.
Him to say it just for you to hear.
Oh,
it.
Oh, gosh.
I want
Stop.
Him to say it.
No, you don't, because you would have come in here.
Yes.
And you would have said, Ryan, that's garbage.
Well, I
said, and that you don't need to do it that way, and you would have said, "Here's the way to do it," and it always gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, there's
and
probably no.
My only right thing answer. Is the reason I'm willing to sort of give him some grace here is because it's his first time through, you know,
actually being interviewed.
My guess is I wondered if what you were talking about with his tone was going to be what I kind of thought he enjoyed it.
Oh, you think he
being asked about another job? I just kind of, I mean, it was the first time doing it, right? It also means you're interested. The first time you're being connected to something real.
Right.
And like he kind of enjoyed right. his way going
you,
through
you,
that.
Because you kind of feel like you've got a girlfriend who's unappreciative of you, doesn't think any other woman wants you. And then, you know, you get a little bit of a glance.
That's what I was feeling through it as I, you know, that again, in a different ways of appreciating the question. He knows it's coming from Gabe. It also means that you're relevant in a way that,
right,
you know,
that is true.
That some around Memphis have been saying, nah, no way, including me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can't sell him to Missouri if you're Laird Veach, even if you like him. And we'll see if Arkansas comes for him. They want Rhett Lashley first. They want Eric Morris. All these guys have obviously either re-upped or gotten other jobs and just never thought it would come to that. Now, feels like it got close. I mean, because if Golish says no, where else are you turning?
Well, he interviewed, you know? But
he interviewed.
Yeah.
And so that, but back to the point, you know, if you're Ryan, who, yes, probably faces more criticism here than anything that he gets nationally, seems like folks seem to like him nationally.
Right.
Yeah, man, it probably is a good feeling to kind of get that question.
Yep.
And, I suppose at the time he answered it, maybe it's a little bit different in terms of what you think of the opportunity, right? That's the other thing about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a little bit more resolute, John, or you're saying it a little bit more your way. Oh, I'm the Memphis coach. If that Arkansas job ain't open yesterday when he did this interview.
Yeah, no, you're right. I would also argue, like, if it is Alex Golish, I don't really know why they would have gone that route over Silverfield.
Again, I know where you're going with this because it's neither one of them's won in the AAC.
Here's the other thing. Him, but Silverfield's beaten him three times. Yeah. Silverfield has a 3-0 head-to-head record.
Year. I saw it. Respect.
And he botched that game, yeah. Right? Golis botched that game with his play calling. He hasn't, like Ryan Silverfield, he hasn't won the American. And like Ryan Silverfield, he has tops of resources in the—
Now, he's turned his program and at least put it in position, John.
That's the argument.
See, I can shut that down pretty fast.
That's the argument.
It was dead when he got there.
You're right. That's exactly right.
And he coached with Heupel. He runs that offense that you said.
You're right.
Man, when it's moving like that, Tennessee does the same thing. It's a fun watch.
He did not inherit the program that Ryan Silverfield inherited.
This is what, year three for him?
Yes.
We are in year six of Ryan.
That's right.
And have not been in that championship.
No, you're in the condition of the program, it was
absolutely matters. What he's built in 3 years.
Yes.
Should have been contending. To your point, I'm with you. Shouldn't have lost those games, quite frankly.
But it does. That's context.
But he also worked with Heupel. You know, Tennessee, UCF.
You love those SEC ties.
They do.
No, you do. You love them. You can't.
SEC ADs 1-0 because, again, they've got their brethren in the other offices.
Yeah, you're right.
That they're calling them about.
No, you're exactly right. It does matter that he coached in the SEC.
Who you know matters on everything, even when you were at the cookie shop.
It didn't matter there.
That's why they fired you.
I quit.
Oh, you were on your way, buddy. It counts as a firing. Dude, you quit because you knew it was over.
I never allowed.
You showed from the get-go. You didn't
I never
have any
allowed
heart.
Cindy
you didn't have the
to
heart
fire
for
me.
It.
Okay.
You showed from the you knew what was coming and you got out of there.
I
sort of like this high school football coach.
I was starting to lie about events that were not happening, so I didn't have to go to work. Okay.
They knew your heart wasn't in it from the get-go. The way you baked them cookies.
Well, everybody always wanted those snickerdoodles. There was no place to sit in the thing. I mean, have you?
Because they want to keep you working. They don't want you sitting there on your phone.
Have
you
ever? You
young people.
Well, that was before the age of phones, really. Have you ever seen? Do you remember what it looks like? I mean, it's like a little cubby. You know, it really needs to be investigated.
Yeah, it's more like the closet as opposed to the stores. Yeah. You don't have. There's not much room in there.
My claustrophobia was getting the better of me, man. And also just having to wear that red apron. And
every time I picture you quitting, I picture you jumping over the front counter and leaving out the front way.
That's funny.
Is that how it happened?
I just, yeah.
Yo, did you just go out the back door and back into the hallway back there?
There's no hallway back there, Jason, okay?
Right. You're not even connected to the hallway.
There was just a wall.
You just go straight in?
I think there's like a little small little office they had.
Yeah.
And then there's like the kitchen, you know, and it's all connected.
But
right?
How do you get back there? Well, from what? There's a hallway from the back of the mall, no?
No, so it's like the food court, right?
Yes.
All right, so stay with me. So there's the food court, and then there's like this little corner of the food court where there's like Auntie Anne's, and then next to Auntie Anne's is...
Right, I'm right there with you. There's some kiosks there.
And so basically
hats.
There's like a little miniature, like a horse stable door that you just open, and you are in Great American Cookie,
bro,
right?
Bro, y'all weren't even a real part of the mall. When you had this that little bar table that you just flip back, and then flip back once you go in there.
That's right. That's right.
So you could just slip in underneath that thing if you wanted to.
Well, no, it was on the ground.
It was on the ground. You had to
open it.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So you couldn't just break in and
so,
just get
so
all the
you
cookies,
did kind of come out the front when you quit. You came right out of that little cabinet.
That's the only way to go.
You came right out the front side cabinet.
But I just didn't go back. I walked out for the last time. I opened up that little door, and I walked out for the last time.
It sounds like it's breaking you up just thinking about it. Did you take any cookies with you?
They would let you have cookies anytime you wanted, yeah.
When you were quitting?
They didn't know I quit.
And you took some in your pockets on the way out?
I didn't have to lie about it. I just took, they let you, I think it was three. They would let you get three cookies.
This man took cookies on his way out.
Well, I don't know if it was exactly on the way out, but I did definitely enjoy the cookies, Jason. It was the only benefit to working there. It wasn't the pay. All right?
Well, we've established.
It's the job I had.
We've established you didn't know anybody there.
It's the job I had.
And you never had a heart for it. You were one of their worst employees.
And I was working tirelessly to bake the freshest snickerdoodle in the world.
Keep them soft, buddy. I'm talk to you any kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, Alex Golish, it seems, is by the way, born in Moscow.
Yeah, very, yeah. Interesting fun fact about Golish.
Yeah.
But then got here and then became a college football fan in New York, I think, watching it.
Yeah. So
heck of a story for him.
You know, getting a shot.
You make a good point, man. Ryan's handled him.
I mean,
you know, if you're Ryan, I hate this.
Oh, right?
The guys like that are getting shots ahead of me when I've beat them head-to-head. That's
absolutely
what would matter to me.
But you know what? It goes to show you that people are more interested in, you know, upside and sexiness and offense and things like that.
I mean, also conference championships. I mean, all that matters too. And it looked like, to your point, they were building toward that in year three. That's an impressive build.
Right.
And you could believe that South Florida by next year with Golish is ready to win that thing. We're like, oh, man, come on. It's time to do it with Memphis.
They know.
We've been waiting the whole time.
They know.
You know, all 6 years. So in the end, it's reality.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, it
with
is.
His ties and basically what he's done in 3 years at South Florida, he's a better candidate. I can't sit up here and argue that Ryan's a better candidate, even acknowledging that Ryan has beat him head up.
Ryan would be a better candidate if he had an American Conference championship.
Exactly. That's what you need.
But if all things are equal, they're going to take Alex Golish every time because they just see him as fast-paced, up-tempo, exciting product. And they see Memphis, for whatever reason, they see the Memphis product as underachieving, underwhelming.
Again, I would be careful. The offense, man, it's been top 15. I think that would matter.
No,
to
I mean the
top
production,
15, top 20. It's different in the way it looks.
That's
synoptically
what I'm saying.
I get it.
I do think that, you know, people love the 15 seconds or less on the play clock.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that appeals to a fan base.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the fast stuff, running offense, thinking that's going to amount to high point.
Even though it doesn't initially correlate with wins, but they'll tell themselves that. Like you said, all you're trying to do is talk yourself into something.
I would love to be able to make the case that Ryan Silverfield is the better candidate. What I would need is at least American Conference title game appearance a championship because he's been here 6 years. That's what I would need to make the case. I would love to do it so I could get him to Arkansas.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Yep.
I can't fault.
No, you're right.
You know, anybody for picking Golish over Silverfield.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Probably the right move.
You know, we'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. Silverfield could do exactly what Golish is going to do down there, which is move the needle a little bit, but eventually not enough to get off the bottom of the SEC. But you get time.
Right.
You get time to do that at Arkansas
because
the expectations are low.
If the idea is, all right, I got to give $30 million or $20 million NIL budget to somebody, am I going to give it to the guy that had a program that was running like a Maserati when he got it and then he drove it like a Nissan Altima? Or am I going to give it to the guy that took over a rat program that was a Nissan Altima? And did he turn it into a Maserati? Probably not. But he upgraded it. He turned it into like a nice car.
Yeah.
You know, a nice car that,
quickly,
you know, and it happened relatively soon, you know?
Yep.
So I think that's just kind of like when you're having to make these decisions.
Completely different scenario for Silverfield, who inherited it.
Right.
A nice car, like you said. Well put.
It's hard to do that. And you know, I think on some level Memphis is going to get to that place, not now, but at some point.
Because there's plenty of drivers out there that
totally
can take this and make it.
And how many jobs have to be open and filled without Ryan Silverfield being relevant to them before it hits Memphis that, man, we just have a This is not a job. We can sit here and we can pretend all day long, but this is not a job where anybody says, I want to be here for the rest of my life. It's not that type of job. It's not, you know, it's not that. So if Ryan Silverfield continues to not be relevant in job searches, and he won't, certainly, and this has been a busy one. The Ole Miss coach is leaving. The Arkansas coach got fired. The Florida coach got fired. The Virginia Tech coach got fired. The Penn State coach got fired.
Well, don't we assume Summerall's out of there too? So
Tulane is going to probably go to their coaches. The Auburn coach got fired. I mean, you're talking about major jobs.
Frame it
and dominoes.
You're right, and missed opportunity if he'd cashed in. Frame it for me next year. Expectations of Ryan with Eric Morris, Alex Golish, and John Summerall.
The same as they always are. I mean, you need to make the conference championship game and ideally win it, but you got to make the conference championship game.
Well, now, if we've said it was make the conference championship game this year
right.
with this all-new team because of where he at in his tenure,
sure.
Then it's win it
sure.
next year with all them dudes out. But get ready to do it.
Right.
That's where we're going to be. I don't know if it's, you know.
It's not. It's
we'll
really
see,
a bad
We'll
really
see if he's got
place.
Four more years on his deal or five after tomorrow.
That's right. But
get all ready. You know, it burned last year, and it burned the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that.
Gets you Get you the, you know, the old clap treatment. Put it in the, stir it in the drink, drink it. That way the burn goes away.
Do you know how you made the offer to the Big 12 and many laughed at you again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the way that, oh, man, it got out. You know, Memphis, oh, you know, here's Memphis trying to buy its way in again. And it was, it, all that said, unprecedented. And I think we respected it. You know, that it made national news. You know, that's the way Ed Scott needs to treat this situation.
Yep. Yep.
I would tell you, be pro. Everybody's expecting you to do the status quo.
Yeah.
Keep a football coach that fewer and fewer believe in every single day because he's been given more and more and
that's
more
right.
time and
that's
failed
right.
to do it, and he's been given more and more and more resources to do it with.
That's right. Well, and the reality is that he's going to require more and more just because that's the way of the world.
And you're talking a less than $10 million buyout, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't talking some, you know, 50-something million dollars. That's that might be the reason Norvell is still back at what appears it will be back at Florida
right.
State
that's
and all
right.
that. They said in the end it's going to be like 70-something million for them. This is much lower scale in terms of you know, what you'd be doing. That would be maybe some nationally would say, well, what's Memphis doing here? Ryan's been a winner here. He's won this many games. They certainly wouldn't say he's won this conference championship. But I think many would see it as, oh, I see now. They're saying what Ryan has done is unacceptable
yep.
over 6 years. They have a standard of, with their level of investment, they're saying that's what they expect, not aspire to, but expect from their head coach.
Yep.
You make that move, and most across the industry, I think, would say, oh, I see what he's doing here. And depending upon who you hire, I think many would applaud it.
Yes.
Because they would say, okay, he's putting program over a coach who, let's be real, isn't inspiring anyone. And frankly, you run the risk of more apathy, more loss of appetite, and eventually numbers that turns into dollars lost. You know, you run into that. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. Yep. Scott's got, you know, again, I don't expect it, but I would applaud it.
Exactly. But it does seem like Alex Golish is going to be the guy at Arkansas. Ryan Silverfield reportedly interviewed, not going to get it.
It's crazy because there were reports like that Golish didn't interview out there as of yesterday, but all that's
right.
obviously water under the bridge.
It is, yep.
Congrats to Alex Golish.
Yep.
All right. Grizzlies back at it tonight, 7 o'clock on the road tonight against New Orleans. Pregame's going to start right here on 92.9 FM and ESPN at 6:30. Eric Hasseltine will have you on the call at 7. It is an NBA Cup game. John and I have established. It was really with Brad's help yesterday that we were able to confirm
we
the
did
Grizzlies
it.
Are 1-1 in the NBA Cup. Got a big-time chance to go to 2-1. Our best, it would be our best ever mark. And you're looking for good things right now. And listen, you don't have to look far. You've won two of the last three. I know you're coming off of a 10-point loss to Denver that was disappointing, especially if we're looking at individual performances of guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. All that said, it's much better than the five-game losing streak that you were on. And I see opportunity in the form of the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, they are coming off of a win. I think it was against my lowly Bulls.
Oh, man.
Who I believe have come back down to earth. They had lost a long string of games beforehand. I'm not exactly sure how long that losing streak got to.
143-130 over your Bulls. I thought the Bulls were good this year. Apparently not.
Told y'all that wasn't real. But they are a three-win team, literally bottom of the West. And you knocked them off early this season, albeit with Ja. That was a 6-point game. Wasn't like you blew that New Orleans team out. But this is a bad squad. It's got pieces. You know, we talk about guys like Herb Jones, and all who I believe is out tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Trey Murphy. There are pieces we like. Zion, we've said, you got to not just look better physically. You got to stay out there physically. They've got some pieces, and he's done his thing, but it hasn't equated to winning. They fired John's once favorite coach, Willie Green, earlier this year. It is opportunity.
They stopped introducing him.
You're playing a bunch of bums.
That's how I knew it was over.
Really?
Yeah.
They stopped introducing him a few weeks before his firing or something?
Like
or this
or,
year?
A week and a half, yeah.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
Now, they may start doing that for old Isolo. That you were talking about a lukewarm reception when that man is introduced. Those folks don't say nothing down at the Grizz game.
Well, he's still got
at least it's not booze,
I guess
though.
You were just down there, so.
At least
we're still trying
booze.
To figure him out, dude.
No, you're right.
But I think we've seen at least more of what we think he sees on the defensive end.
Okay.
For sure with Zach Edey back. And
okay.
Oh, by the way, he's listed as questionable. There was a development there. Migraine.
Have you get headaches?
Not like that. Now, I used to get him in the back of my head. I was like a dude on the mask, Rocky. Y'all remember that big head dude?
Back of the head is crazy.
Yeah, I'd get him back there, and it would be, they would be painful. And I would ask my mom, are these migraines, Mom? And she would say, no, son.
What's the difference just between a headache and a migraine?
Just taking ibuprofen. I don't know. They say migraines are, they knock you off your feet.
I get it.
And I've never had that.
I've dealt with it my whole life.
So do you think you would be able to play a 48-minute NBA basketball game with a migraine?
If you don't dial in the right medications depending on the symptoms, one of the problems with migraines, and I don't mean to go down a rabbit hole, but you asked, it's induced by things a lot of times. In other words, it can be a smell. It can be there's something that lights it.
It could have been the smell.
It's a trigger. That's the word.
Smell of Jokic.
It might have been the smell of Nikola Jokic.
I think if I was a big man, that would trigger my migraine. I would not be able to play.
I think that's what happened.
It's probably nauseating.
Y'all do see that he hits like half quarters flat footed, right?
Well, and how much deodorant does he use?
It's fair.
I don't know. I think that's maybe a xenophobic.
No,
he's European.
Asking.
Probably
I'm
little.
Just asking.
Probably light.
I don't. John, does it have to be phobic? Anything? I
no.
ask
I think
a question.
It's phobic. I do. I think.
No,
it's might he wear less than others? Is all I ask.
I think I'm with you, Jason.
Outrageous.
Less.
We know now that Jokic caused the migraine, or this possibility.
Right. That's we've got it.
Not because he hit Zach Edey, but because possibly his smell, his stench,
an irritant.
Right.
How many of these have you had, Brad?
Oh God!
Do they knock you off? Do they knock you off your feet when you get them?
I couldn't play a basketball game in high school where they were that bad. Like I had to sit out practice because it was like I would be kind of disoriented a little bit. And I get them. I used to get them really bad. Now I've dialed in some medications and I figured out what some of the stimuli are for it. So I've dialed it in over the years.
And that is what Scottie Pippen did when Dennis Rodman used to give him the migraines. And Scottie's questions, his toughness would be questioned back in the day.
I don't question it anymore.
He got through those things. I think, like Brad said, he locked in, got some medication.
You have to medicate and figure it out.
Now, is this not the second instance of possible migraine with Zach Edey? I'm not sure if he deals with this. I think it might be.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, this is something they're going to have to monitor. The good news is we're not talking, it appears, a concussion protocol situation where maybe you had, like we talked about, the extended absence. Zach Edey has been so good since he's been back. You can't afford, frankly, to have him gone even against these scrubs here on the road in terms of what's coming up. So the fact that he's listed as questionable, I think it's great news, especially with where we were not knowing and kind of, I think, assuming there was going to be concussion protocol because the franchise, for what we knew, just said head based on that Denver injury. And so good to hopefully have Zach Edey again listed as questionable. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be out there, but hopefully that is a good sign. You're still down at point guard, four guys, so you've got Vince Williams out there. But like I said, I see opportunity on the horizon for the Memphis Grizzlies because it's not just New Orleans. You play a Clippers team that's lost two straight since Kawhi got back and still trying to figure it out. Then you've got Sacramento again. We know what they're doing. Even though they've been more impressed, they've actually turned it on since you drubbed them here. And then you're at San Antonio. I'm looking at this, and we discussed it yesterday. It would be great to get three wins at least on this and get close to, if you got three straight, it'd be 9-12. And that wouldn't be so far off sort of what we said would be a goal first 20 games in when we were discussing what the time frame might be and what the Grizzlies needed to do if Zach Edey's return was going to go that long. Now, obviously, Zach has gotten back earlier. But point being, we said if they were around 500, you would absolutely take it.
Yep.
And if they can take advantage of what is a light road trip here, keep in mind,
yep,
still got to go to L.A. Jeffrey Wright was pointing out they hadn't won in L.A. in over a year. I think it maybe even goes back to, you know, over a season and a half.
Absolutely.
But if you can take advantage of this opportunity, you ain't far off with hopefully Ja Morant.
Yeah.
You know, not too far down the pike, albeit that's a reevaluation whenever we get it. Maybe it's another week or so or whatever else. Ty Jerome, we didn't get a great injury update, but soon. You know, my point would be, mission kind of accomplished in a way, and especially when you're considering the other factors we didn't bring into this,
yeah,
the preseason, Ja Morant being in and out, a suspension, then injury there. You know, you've had all these other issues with your point guards. So I'm just going to put it out there that, again, if you can take advantage when these next three get back to a 9-12, even go 3-1 on this road trip, I would say based on what you've been through this season, that would be a pretty solid job
by
this roster, especially remember how bad it looked after Boston when it looked like half the team might be checked out on you.
Yeah.
So, again, you got to do it, and the problem is it's on the road. So assuming anything in the NBA is foolish.
It is. You're exactly right. I mean, winnable is definitely one thing. Winning is another.
1,000%. I'm not going to play naive like that.
But again, winnable, the fact that there still are winnable games, I mean, the Grizz open as a 2-point favorite. They're out to 3.5. Seems like Edie is going to play through it. We know how different this team is when he is out there. And the Pelicans are an absolute disaster. They're 3-15. They don't really seem like they have that much interest in winning. Even if they did, it doesn't really seem like they can. So, yeah, I mean, you're just trying to survive right now. And I think given the information that you guys have provided to me about the bottom of the of the NBA in the West specifically, you know, you're kind of in this sort of no man's land.
You're about to face two of them on this trip in Sacramento and New Orleans, right?
Where you're not going to be able to out tank them, and you're probably not going to be able to catch, you know, the better teams. Although maybe, I mean, Suns probably come back down. The Timberwolves have been a mess early on.
Then we'll see with Portland, right?
Right, if you believe in Portland.
Those are the ones ahead of you that we probably had beneath you to start it, or would have said.
Yeah.
Those are ones I would still say could fall. I mean, Portland's 8-10.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're some juggernaut. They are a better outfit, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Like, to be, if you're 500-ish, you know, a game or two within being 500 by the, you know, new year, when you're getting back Jerome or have gotten him back.
That's what I said.
Scottie Pippen.
We said if you were around that when we thought you were going to have John Jaren pretty close to the start of the season.
Yes.
We said, you know, we'd be mission accomplished. So
I mean, the reality
there's
is
there's an opportunity here.
Scottie Pippen Jr., who I have to admit this, I always like to confess, I thought he was just a summer league merchant. But then he earned my true respect when with his performance in that game four against Oklahoma City when that man scored 30.
Yeah, what's the amazing part about that is that he didn't have your respect just what he had done that season. But I get it. I get when you see
really
it against
is.
OKC.
That's how I'll put it this way. That's when I became a fan of him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I acknowledge like
he's your best defensive guard.
He's exactly. And he's energy. And he can also score.
What he showed in the OKC.
And I think the Grizz are just missing that desperately right now.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Cam Spencer can come in and give you something, but obviously gets targeted and hunted defensively.
Yep.
You know, Scottie is sort of like it's Cam Spencer who can guard.
Yes.
You know,
you can you can put Cam in his rightful slotted role.
Is that a Freudian slip?
With Pep. Might have been. Now, it's not a scam. This guy has been good.
That man said scam.
He's just, again.
Scam likely.
You need him in a specific role, not on ball. And when you have a Scottie Pippen out there to help make up for those defensive deficiencies.
Yes.
Right, that Cam has.
If somebody were going to trash talk Cam, though, they might start calling him Scam. So like that's good
call
material.
Call him Scam Spencer.
Scam Spencer. That's it. That if we ever are out on Cam, we're gonna start calling him Scam.
But I don't want to be out on him.
No, I don't.
He has been one of the few bright spots.
No, I agree.
And here's the thing about. Let's be real. That dude right there, athletically, NBA should say no.
Yeah.
No way you play in my league.
That's
that
right.
Ain't nothing but heart and skill that
that's
he has
right.
worked to possess.
Yeah.
So can't do anything but respect.
No, he beat down the door.
Dude, he does more than guys who have more skill, blessed with more in terms of physical. A frame and everything else. I mean, you know, again, GG better last time we saw you, but point being, guy like him, Cam does more with less.
Absolutely.
And so I can't do anything but respect those guys. Gets on the floor for everything and knocks down shots.
You just gotta love it. You gotta love
it. Yeah, I want to get him slotted into his proper role and really see what he can do.
Get the dub, Grizzos. Get the dub for Thanksgiving. Put it on the plate. Eat a dub like Jameis would want us to do.
Jameis would play for this team and probably score 12. Because he can do anything at this point.
In a heartbreaking loss, though.
Oh, yeah.
When you're up the Grizz would be up like 20 in the fourth quarter.
He's going to lose at the end, though.
And then he'd give it up. There's no doubt. But yes, Jason will be broadcasting live from New Orleans tonight. As soon as he gets done with Grizzby, he will be
headed down. Mike Wallace is actually down there. 3 p.m. Grind City Media. Thank you for the shout-out.
I actually ran into Mike Wallace at the Grizz game on Monday. I haven't seen him in a while. Great guy, super nice. He was very nice to Sam about our expectant third child.
Good,
classy as ever. You know, all those guys. You know, the cool thing about the seats that we get is they're right in front of the radio team.
Yep.
So I got a chance to see Eric. I got a chance to hug AEP. I got a chance to see Jessica Benson and you know, everybody.
Oh, you went down
Bennett,
the whole row.
Roser, everybody. Absolutely right.
That's awesome.
So I always like to, you know. Shout out.
My only problem with Michael is he's a LeBron lover.
Well, he covered him. And he saw he
and I mean, the man thinks he's always right. Those are my only two issues with Michael Wallace. Otherwise, I co-sign everything you said about the man.
Exactly.
He is a gentleman.
A gentleman and a scholar.
And a hard worker down there.
Grizzbeat, 3 p.m.
Yeah, he'll be in New Orleans.
And he'll be in New Orleans joining
Bringing us the interviews and everything else. He's the one doing the work. I'm just getting out of the way.
May I ask who's on the panel today?
We got the great Jarvo back from the Bahamas.
Jarvo!
And we got my brother Anthony Sane, host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media.
Now, let me ask you this. Will you confront Jarvo about coming back winless from the Bahamas?
I'm going to need Jarvo to tell me why he didn't yell at Penny to miss the second free throw since he was there.
Damn, Jarvo.
Now, again, it is Grizz beat, and I don't know that they're going to appreciate too many questions on Tiger's beat.
That's right. But
you
I
understand what I'm saying?
It's a Memphis
but
story.
I need probably be off air. Like Jarvis okay. Did you hear anybody yelling it? Did you yell it? Miss it?
Yep.
Because Jarvo was there.
Yep. Well, I look forward to watching the Thanksgiving edition of Grizz Beat. And then, again, Jason will be headed down to New Orleans for a very winnable game.
Thank you for getting closing out my portion of the rundown.
That's what I'm here to do.
It's amazing.
All right, college basketball. Busy day. We got Memphis taking on Southern Illinois in a game that is obviously a must win. It's the Southern Illinois Salukis. A little trivia about these Salukis. Drew Barm was once signed to the Southern Illinois Salukis.
Yep. I remember.
And then Josh Pastor went Corleone on him and said, I need you. I need you bad in my first year at Memphis. And Drew Barm eventually got out of that NLI.
Is that how the story went? Or did he come here to walk on and then they gave him a scholarship?
Well, he had to get out of his NLI just to walk on here.
That's right. But he walked on.
But he did walk on.
Year.
And then he later got it.
Right.
So he chose a walk-on spot at Memphis over.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah.
But I think he did end up, I think he played a little bit though as a walk-on as a freshman.
Oh, I think he did. That's how he, part of what earned it. I think they went on a trip, foreign trip maybe, where he really shot the ball well and Josh hit him with the scholar.
I mean, I would not
It was a good story.
I would not doubt your recall.
Yeah,
there.
I think that's the.
Yeah, Drew Barm actually started a game. He started one game at Memphis as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Only played 5 minutes a game, but obviously, like you just say, hey, you know, obviously we're second year at Memphis. He started 10 games, and then he transferred. Man, that man shot 32% from three and 24% from three at Memphis.
Bro, he had the opportunity to be that guy. They clearly wanted him to do
it. Yes. And then he transferred to Gonzaga, and he shot 44%.
That's what I'm saying. It was the forum, I think, man. Seriously.
That was
another great dude.
Depth perception.
Yeah, it was. Something about that forum was weird for him.
Yeah, so Tigers taking on Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois is obviously not a good team. They're 3-3, 500. They lost to UAB on Monday. Again, that's the game where I was talking to y'all about. It was the pass the ball live stream where the camera got stuck on one end of the court. So I'd love to tell y'all what happened in the game, but I can't because I only saw one end of it. So this Southern Illinois team has lost to North Dakota State. They've lost to Nevada. They've lost to UAB. They've beaten McKendree, Kansas City, who of course is the old Joe Esposito.
Oh, yeah.
He's an assistant on that bench.
Okay.
He got pieced up by Southern Illinois. And
bam.
then they beat Delaware. So, obviously, this is a game that Memphis must win, non-negotiable, just to end this streak. If they lose this, y'all will not see me or hear from me tomorrow or Friday. I'll definitely be taking the rest of the week to mourn if they lose this game. So, I think Memphis will handle business, no doubt about that, inside FedEx Forum. And then around the country, Michigan, Gonzaga, is your Players Era National Championship game.
Because they won by more points.
Correct.
Than Tennessee and Iowa State.
That's right. Point differential. Yeah, and Gonzaga knew.
I can see in your eye, you don't mind it. You like it.
I think it's kind of cool to see these teams.
So, you have to go blow them up.
Yeah. That's what they did. They beat Maryland by 39 yesterday.
And there was no way Tennessee could run it up on Houston.
Yeah, they were just trying to win.
They're just trying to win the game.
Kind of a sick – it's an imbalance, though, right? Because
but it keeps you away from some of the money.
It does.
Said the prize money is different for each slot.
Now, Tennessee will get something, but they
everybody gets something coming.
They don't get a chance to play for $1 million.
Right.
Yeah. And I would say, like
– And I would say I had Houston.
Well, right. And then they would say, well, you also had Rutgers.
That's true.
But
I didn't play,
I would rather, you know – I don't know. I don't want to play Houston.
Are we going to do this when we go to 32 and the more teams?
I believe
this is the part I don't know.
No, I believe they are going to
bracket.
Which
is just way more simple.
Right.
I kind of like what you're. There's some. It adds some intrigue to it.
It does because you could tell.
But it's also poor game. It's also poor sportsmanship. What are we talking about here? It's bad game. You know, if the old
was a sixth grade.
I mean, come on. Where if that's what Dick Schaap would say or somebody like that. Somebody
well,
old.
Why
school.
Is Dick Schaap
now? You've
so
told
much
us
airtime today.
We have to. We have to move on with the times.
It's a big boy sport now.
But if you do, I mean, you're going out there to blow somebody off the floor. No,
hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Just for sport, for money.
Well, plus you have the net to think about as well.
I'm not
the net incentivizes blowouts as well.
I ain't going to sit up here and play that on my rocking chair. I'm not doing that. It's all about the money.
Yeah, you're like, don't blow out your opponent.
Well, it is. It is.
Cut the turkey.
I'm going to keep my starters in there against your, you know.
Have class.
Against your scrubs that I'm blowing out because I got to get to this championship game and play for a million.
Yeah. I mean, you can just tell.
There's a whole bunch of the TBT in that little thing.
You're right. It's a little TBT-ish.
Let's take advantage of the greed,
but
guys.
It's good, but it's good. It's like players in their prime, though. It's not 40-year-olds no. with pot bellies.
You see how intrigued by it I am? This is going to blow Maui and all that. But what they're going to have to do is catch up. Like, get you a sponsor and be able to throw eight teams some money, four teams some money, maybe keep whatever it is. But that's the way you keep up.
Yep.
And typically, that's how these things happen. We don't have to cry for Maui in these tournaments.
No. What,
Battle for Atlantis
well,
and all
I mean,
that.
They're a business,
they
too.
Can catch up with the times and get a big-time yeah. sponsor and do something similar.
Yep.
But clearly, what's going to be the draw is this Vegas tournament.
Absolutely right.
Who's backing that? Who has the money? Who is that? That'd be something good to know for me.
You know, at this point.
We're going to have to keep in Field of 68, and we'll continue to investigate, it sounds like.
Pablo Torre probably going to invest.
It's private capital.
This is the equity
firms.
Stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of them? Or mm-hmm. one, that's how I was wondering
so
if it's one in specifically.
Redbird IMI, and well, there's a capital partners, Redbird Capital IMI.
And that money goes on forever.
Yeah.
So they could, now that they're in, yes. Well, that's what Maui and that's what the Battle for Bahamas need to
yes.
do, is go out and get them some equity folks.
Yeah. I mean,
private
look,
equity.
And like college basketball fans are like, you know, they're clutching their pearls about
no,
it. Like,
no,
listen,
no, no. Stop.
There's also corporate money, like Eli Lilly, Starbucks,
yeah,
Beta, MGM is part of this. It's
yeah,
a lot of those
sponsors,
Vegas.
Big
now, money.
This is where I go back to you, John. College basketball, us, as old, we should get with the times and hope that enough of the Mauis and the Battle for Atlantis has come on so that everybody has an opportunity to go play for the money. That's
yes.
what's not
yes.
changing anymore in college basketball, college athletics, period. So let's get with it and hope that Maui and those guys will, instead of crying for them like they're not going to catch up. And then that will mean more opportunity for schools like Memphis to get in one of these tournaments and make some money. That's where it's going.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we root for that?
100%.
And clearly that's what Maui and those teams, those other tournaments that are becoming, you know, just getting overshadowed are going to have to do. And it's there to be had now that you've opened the door to this.
Yep. Absolutely right. And so I'm cool
with
it.
Get with the times. Get with the times.
But
put it in bracket form. Don't do this point differential stuff that us old men can't keep up with.
I think that's a good – I think that's a good –
Just keep it classic.
Exactly right. So you got Michigan and Gonzaga for the title. I actually bet Michigan last night, and I'm betting Gonzaga tonight.
Dusty May Rider.
I actually, you know, I interviewed him last night.
I did not. I mean,
it wasn't just me, but he was on with us on Field of 68. And I said – I'll beat your ass.
No, I didn't.
No,
say
you
it. Didn't.
But
Penny would have loved
but
it.
But in my head, I was thinking that, though. I'm like, you have no idea
well,
what you've done to me.
Be mad at Malco.
But yeah, that too. But you know, obviously, you know, I said, you know, you tampered when Yaxel was at UAB in the American. You know, I know you. That's where you found out that he was a good player. So, you know, any shout out to the American Conference tonight?
Do you remember it?
But no, he was good. He was like, yeah, we always followed him. Even when we were at Conference USA, we always followed, you know, teams that were, you know, around us and things like that. So, anyway.
You ask us to throw us a game? You ask him to throw us a game?
Throw us a
Michigan home and home?
I didn't get a chance to get into all that, man.
I would have been, no, you can't do that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it could have been.
You don't work
I'm already on
Memphis.
Probation, you know. But yes, I do like Gonzaga tonight. Gonzaga is a team that really nobody was talking about before. You know, the season began, and I say nobody was talking about. I think people were talking about it, but not as a real contender. Because I just kind of used this Field of 68 panelists like poll. Nobody had Gonzaga in the Final Four. Nobody had Gonzaga win the national championship. Obviously, they are now the number one team at KenPom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me. Now, let me throw this at you. Now, this is a matchup for the ages because not only is it two great teams, it's the number one team at KenPom versus the number one team at Torvik.
Oh wow!
Michigan is number one at Torvik. Gonzaga is number one at KenPom.
What is Gonzaga at Torvik?
Four.
Michigan's four at KenPom. This is a war.
You got the Rock versus Stone Cold.
It is.
This is like
there.
This is like the battle for the ages, WrestleMania 18. Who is going to win the championship? Who is going to win? Because this is not just a game between Michigan and Gonzaga for $1 million. This is a game for viability, for validity, for validation, for stamping, for cementing. Is it KenPom moving forward in the year 2026 and beyond? Or has he been passed up by the next generation of modeler, by the next generation of math nerd, Torvik, who doesn't have the funding, who doesn't have the resources, right? He's kind of just a guy that's pulling him up by his bootstraps. It's still free. A lot of people, I'm not going to say no names, but it's the brother that I do the show with, is not a Torvik guy. He is holding on to the old guard, right?
Yeah.
He was holding on to the old guard. Will this flip his mind? That's what's at stake.
It's interesting you're bringing this up because my KenPom subscription comes up for renewal on December 10th.
If he's right, this is what Jason's trying to do.
And I'm a KenPom purist. Is why he gets my money.
KenPom is not right about this, if he's modeled this wrong,
I like the
Jason
way that John has set this up.
He's going to rationalize not subscribing by saying that Torvik is better and he's free.
He didn't know about my renewal date, but I'm dead serious. Mm-hmm. This could come down to that for me, the battle of the analytics gurus.
Now, Evan Mia, who I do respect, Evan Mia has Duke number one.
Duke is three at KenPom.
Yeah. So, look.
All these are in the same ballpark.
Splitting hairs.
Yeah, he's got Michigan four. It's funny how they're reversed, exactly reversed.
Yes.
Gonzaga and Michigan on the
correct.
Two. Yeah. No, you know what?
Just one.
I'm with few in KenPom, obviously, in this one. Since I've been giving him my money for years since
this
I was a B-writer.
This time I'm going to let it all come out. I love it, man. Let's set this up.
And then you're telling me I could be free? I'm free.
You're
with
free
Torvik. Which I still refuse to acknowledge or even go
and
to
see,
his page.
As someone who bets on the sport, I lean way more on Torvik.
No, you like Torvik better.
Especially,
you find it more useful.
Especially during conference season because you can filter.
But these lines, man, they're KenPom lines, basically. Still been the case this year.
But what I would tell you is once you get into January, February, March, when you filter out the later, like the stuff that happened in November and December, it does paint a more accurate picture of what that team is currently.
I'll buy that.
Because conference games are so different and everything like that.
Was KenPom right on Penny at Purdue?
I think he was right dead on it.
He was right in terms of his number would have said take Memphis in the points is what I'm saying.
But Torvik had it at eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
So technically more right?
I think. If it was a Price is Right.
I didn't know too. I don't think you ever brought that up in our discussions about that game.
Torvik always has a beat on Memphis.
Now, how you know that didn't change after the game? He put it down eight or something. Because you didn't bring that up before the game. We had talked about what KenPom had it as.
Yeah.
But you never brought up that Torvik had it even closer.
He had
it
84-73. That's nine. It was 80-71.
Yeah, well, that was closer than KenPom had it. I think I want to tell you he had it 11-12, but that was the point on over-under on me taking the points and going under.
Yep.
And was that KenPom's here?
I mean, this is kind of nutty, right?
So Torvik was actually closer.
He also had Ole Miss 82-75. And do you know what the final was? It was 83-77.
I might be about to save some money the next month. I'll use it for Christmas, KenPom. You got a big one against Michigan.
He had 81-80 against Wake Forest win. It was 69-68 loss. So obviously.
Well, and he obviously had a win over UNLV.
He did have it, but it was only 85-77 though. So it was. I mean, and again, that was just a mess of a game. But yes, it's a big game tonight for all the marbles. Analytically, someone will reign supreme. I do think like KenPom, and probably Torvik to a lesser extent, are probably like this game means a lot to each of them right now, right? Like just. Because they're like, hey,
to the winner it will.
Right, my model has
the loser
this.
Will try saying, yeah.
Now again, both I think both have. Gonzaga, I think Torvik has Gonzaga or Michigan by one, and then KenPom has Gonzaga by one, right? So we're talking about 1-point margins here, but there's no question that you got whoever ends up winning this game, they're going to let their nuts hang a little bit on Thanksgiving. Like, hey, my number one team won. Yours didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
I would.
It's.
I mean, not put it that way, but
you wouldn't put it that way, but it's.
No, Jim, my chest.
Your chest, right, sorry.
Yes.
But that just a little bit of extra juice in this Players Era championship game. 8:30 tonight, I believe, is the tip. So
what time is Tennessee, Kansas?
I think that's a little earlier. So that's
6 o'clock.
The coach, another one of Hurd's friends, but this one not dealing so well, coping so well in the new NIL world.
That's right.
He's dropped down a little bit to me.
Now he doesn't have his best.
I know. Jared Peterson.
Darren.
What'd I say?
Jared.
Excuse me.
Now I need to know who Jared Peterson is. Did you go to like high school with him or something?
Maybe.
But yes.
Is that the Subway guy?
Yeah,
that's
that
Jared
weirdo.
Fogle, who I believe is in prison right now.
Okay.
Quick programming note.
Is it Jared, though?
You guys pointed this out. The weird thing about these players' eras, because of the volume of games, it's all point differential, because I initially thought they were going to be in the championship game. Tennessee will not be in that championship game, like you pointed out, John, because it's 6 o'clock on 790. They beat Houston, though, which is a hell of a win for them. That was a dogfight.
They're undefeated.
Yeah.
And everybody was trying to say they didn't play anybody. Yeah. And Rick Barnes told them to take that and stuff it.
Yep.
I didn't just play. I played Duke in the exhibition season. Were y'all not watching?
Yeah.
I'm going to have my team prepared, and I showed it last night against Houston.
Yep.
How can you? I mean,
dogfight.
You can't hate on that.
No, you can't.
The dude just has his team prepared, man.
Yep. Absolutely right.
Yep.
So, fun night tonight in college basketball. Blackout Wednesday. Have a few drinks, watch college basketball. Don't get no better than that. All right, we'll come back. Rob Doster will join us at 125. We'll talk to him about all of this. And more. Stick around. J&J on Turn FM, ESPN.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.